the fact that we ended up taking a minor penalty on the second shift of the game, put them right on the power play and they scored, I think that put us back on our heels a little bit. And I thought that they were, I think the youth of our team, I don't disagree that the youth of our team was a factor early in the game. But I thought as we responded quite quickly after the first goal, and then at the end of the day, I think they were a little bit quicker than us in the first period and made a difference. But in the second period, I thought we came out and played a much better game to our liking and didn't get enough out of it.
Paul, on those lines, how important was it to kind of help that? Big was that penalty late in the second when you guys seemed to start to get some momentum and then put them on the power play late?
Well, you know, we only took three minor penalties in the game. You know, they took advantage of two of them, and that's a credit. Their power play is working at 33%, so you obviously you can't give them any opportunities. I thought that obviously was a blow to us to put them up 3-1. But again, our penalty killing has to be better. I think our power play ends up 0 for 6, and 0 for 7 in shots on goal, and they're 2 for 3 and have 2 shots, or 4 shots and have 2 goals. So I think the difference in the game is obviously the execution of their power play, and the fact they gave up a shorthanded goal even accents our power plays even more.
Paul, any chance you can give us an update on Eric Greiba? And you've often in the past used the words longer and harder in describing either a win or a loss. Is that what can be said about Pittsburgh tonight, doing it longer and harder?
Well, I don't disagree. I thought they were a little bit quicker than us and harder than us overall in the game. I thought at the nets they were harder. They were harder at our net, and they were harder than us at their net, and that's something that we have to get better at, and we will get better at. Greiba is going to be evaluated further. Before I left the room, there wasn't an update, so he'll be evaluated tomorrow. We'll let everyone know.
You got 2 days now to work on stuff. How do you suggest you make the power play better?
Well, we had the 7 shots on goal. I think I'm not sure what the scoring chances were, but I mean, we have to continue to do the things that we do. And I think we could have probably shot the puck more than pass it. But I thought overall, you know, the fact that it doesn't score and they get 2 kind of makes it stand out like a sore thumb. But at the most part, I thought it was at least dangerous at times, and we have to continue to try to make it even more dangerous.
Update on Jason Spence's status?
Other than that he practiced today with the Black Aces, and you know, he got an hour and a half skate in, so every day that he skates is a step closer to, or a step in progress for him, and it'll be evaluated as we move forward.
Craig Anderson was pretty hard on himself after the game. I wondered, what's your assessment of his play?
Well, I think that for the most part, you know, their power play gets 2 goals, and it's they're down there tapping around us. I'm not sure we can fault our goaltender for not being good in the game. I think overall our penalty killing and our special teams play ended up being the difference in the game, and I think it's the play of our team that's the difference in the game. I think we need to be harder, and we need to be a little bit quicker, and the good thing about that is that we have the ability to do that. And if we had any, kind of stage fright or youthful jitters, that should be behind us. And now it's up to us to make it a series.
Anything further, Coach McLean? All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
The goal we needed to go into the third with a tie or even the lead, maybe. But we did some good things, but overall not good enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
You talked about not getting bounces. Did you take a little bit of
I think so. I think so. I mean, they played a little bit better than we did today. And you know, we gotta come up better next game and be more prepared. And they scored an early goal on us. And you know, that set us back a bit. But we just got to keep improving for every game. And you know, it's going to be harder and harder.
Thank you.
think you guys have had turnovers in your own end, and again, it was one that led to a goal after the Cowan turnover. Is that an issue that's got to get cleaned up a little?
Yeah, I mean, I think we want to make plays, and we want to come out of our own end with the puck, and you know, sometimes shit happens.
Is there any one thing power play wise that really just limited you guys today?
Excuse me?
Any one thing on the power play that just wasn't clicking for you today?
No, I mean, I think our breakouts was good, and you know, we got the puck in and we moved it around pretty well, but we just couldn't get the quality chances that we needed probably, and you know, had a couple of bounces here and there, but just wouldn't go in for us.
You know, you guys were able to get Vokunin to give up some bad rebounds in the first period, and not so much as the game wore on. What was different for him or in that area as the game wore on?
I mean, I think he played well. As I said, we had a couple of bounces that maybe could have ended up on one of our sticks and in the net, but today it didn't. You know, sometimes that's the difference, but we know we gotta be better to beat this team. They're playing pretty good.
Anderson had given up 4 goals all last series, but how much did the getting to him early affect you guys?
No, I mean, I think he did a solid game. If you look at the goals they scored, it's individual skill goals.
Wasn't good enough. You know, we have to be better, and starts with myself, giving the team a chance to win, and you know, we got to lead by example and go out there and do the job.
I hate to boil things down to something as simple as special teams, but is that what this one came down to? I mean, they get the 2 power play goals and also the shorthanded ones.
Yeah, they're special teams. Their power play's good. I mean, we knew that going in, and you know, if we want to have a good chance to win a game, we're gonna have to shut down their special teams. You know, that's huge for them. If we're able to kill those off, it's a different game. We're right there with them, and you know, same thing for us. You know, if we can get a couple of power play goals, it changes the momentum and it changes the you know, could change the outcome of the game. You can always be better. You know, I thought, I don't know, you know, it's hard to say. You know, I could replay all the goals and say, what would I do differently? But, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't stop them. So, you know, you try to watch video and you try to think about what you can do different and move forward.
Lots of pucks bouncing around in the other goal crease as well. Is there opportunity there, do you think?
We did. We got a lot of pucks to the net. There was a lot of traffic, and there was definitely some pucks laying around, and they were pretty tough in front of the net, and it really kept us from getting second and third chances. So, you know, going forward, we have to be tougher in front of our own net, and we have to be tougher in front of their net and try to get those chances and make them count.
Is video from this game kind of an easy teaching tool going into game number 2, Craig?
Yeah. You know, you know, we've done our homework. We know what they like to do. Obviously, teams adjust, and you know, so that's where you look back at the video and you see where they adjusted and what they changed, and then now it's time for us to adjust, and then they'll adjust, and it's just kind of a game of cat and mouse of adjusting to what teams are doing.
Is this a simple case of them taking advantage of the opportunities that they got and your team don't?
Yeah, they made good out of their chances. You know, there's you know, when you get quality chances, you know, that's kind of what you look at. And you know, shots don't mean anything really. You got to look at the chances, and sometimes chances don't mean anything. You got to look at quality chances. So it's kind of a chain of events there. And you know, that's kind of what can be deceiving about stats. They show a little bit, but they don't show the whole story.
In all that preparation, Craig, that you say through video, is there anything that surprised you?
Those loose pucks, and they did.
I guess they got a couple more bounces than we did tonight. You know, their team that's good on the power play, and we have to try and sail the box a little more. And you know, Andy made a couple big saves for us. Still kept us in the game. We couldn't capitalize on some of the chances. We had a couple rebounds that just couldn't bounce in for us. And I think that was basically the story of the game.
You feel like you picked up a few new rivals and some head-to-head battles going on with guys?
Maybe a little bit. I just like to try and play the same way and just be that gritty little player getting into battles and sticking around the net and being a little pesky center around the net. And that's just what I'm trying to do and trying to get them off their game because they have a lot of guys that can make a difference in the game. You want to try and get a couple of them off their game and take advantage of that if you can.
You talked about those balances, but did you feel there was enough second or third chances, or did Bokun kind of eat those up?
You gotta give him a lot of credit. He played a great game tonight. But yeah, it's a couple posts near the end there. Those rebounds, Kennedy held someone when the puck was loose in front of the net, and other times he either got blocked by one of the players or Volkman made it back to the net. So it was just one of those games where you just couldn't buy a goal in certain situations. And if we don't capitalize on opportunities, they'll get their goals because they have a lot of studs on the team. So hopefully on Friday night we can come back and play for the full 60 minutes, get out of the box, and just to continue to take it to them.
I guess you knew that going in, but taking bad penalties or penalties at all against this team is just
yeah for sure. They have one of the best the best now in the playoffs on the power play, and you try not to give them those opportunities. You want to play hard, you want to play physical, and you just want to try and be a little bit smarter. And obviously it's no good to get a penalty, but you're not trying to get penalties, you're just trying to play hard and knock them down and try and get them off their game. And that's what I try to do, and that's what the guys on the team try to do. So it is what it is, and hopefully on Friday we can, if we do take a penalty, we have one of the best penalty kills in the league, and I'm sure we'll watch a little bit of video and see how they scored the power play goals and come back Friday and do well.
The power play, and when it doesn't generate goals, it can sometimes give you momentum. Did you guys get that tonight?
We had some decent chances.